With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Rolling left, eyes downfield, great protection. Wide open, George Kittle inside the 10. Touchdown, San Francisco. Whoa, baby. That's 61 yards.
We know it'll be different. I mean, we know everyone, that game got away from them early, and I mean, that's definitely not the team we're going to see this week. I mean, everyone knows how good Green Bay is, how good their coaching staff is, how good their players are, how good their quarterback is. I don't think they've lost a game since then. So, I mean, I think that game really holds zero relevance on what's going to happen this Sunday.
Welcome back. There you go. Kyle Shanahan talking about this team. Obviously, the verbiage of Al Michaels as the Packers got just beat up 37-8 in the last time these two teams met up. But then again, the Packers defense stood tough for about 2.5 quarters before it finally the dam broke on them. Joining us now, our good buddy, our Green and Gold insider and NFL Sirius radio guy, and my partner heading down to Miami for Super Bowl, and hopefully the Packers join us. Mike Clemens is in the house. Michael, how you doing?
Good, Bill. Very good. Enjoyed listening to Chris there talking about what's going on this weekend. I'll tell you, a great Super Bowl 54 story is the Chiefs and the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Brian Billick said that earlier. I don't know if you heard that.
Who the hell cares if the 49ers or Titans are in it?
Right.
I mean, Titans, a nice finish to their season. The 49ers have definitely been building towards this. And very deserving team. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I thought that this was Ravens and 49ers, and the Ravens were going to take it all. They got eliminated. They got exposed, you know, with Lamar Jackson. Excellent game plan by Mike Vrabel. But, you know, I like Andy Reid, man. Wouldn't you like to see Andy Reid finally get a chance to hoist one?
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes is just to come back from that dislocated knee and to play the way he played last weekend against the Texans. And then on the other side is Aaron Rodgers and all this drama for the last 2 years, and he comes back, and how does he respond? You know, the Rodgers revenge tour. He gets his team into the Super Bowl. So, and that's a game I'd really like to see this weekend, in 2 weeks from now.
I can't imagine what Miami would be like with those two fan bases infiltrating South Florida. You know what I mean?
Crazy. You know, and the Titans fans are okay. I'm really curious to get a pulse on the 49ers fans because, to me, Levi Stadium hasn't exactly been a hot, quote, hostile environment, you know. And when you go to San Francisco, people are crazy about the Giants. I'm pretty good about Golden State. The Raiders are the Raiders, you know, with those fans over in Oakland. But, you know, the jury's still out as to just what the passion of the fans are from the 49ers fans now an hour and a half south of San Francisco. So we'll find out, you know, in an NFC championship game, because it's been a long time since they've been at this level.
So, Mike, getting into the kind of brass tacks of this thing, the one guy everybody talks about regarding San Francisco is not Garoppolo, but it's George Kittle. And he's had an ankle injury. He's had some progress with it. The Packers pretty healthy with everybody practicing. But the 49ers have had just a couple of things that have been kind of ailing them.
George Kittle, a little sassy. He was out of practice on Wednesday with his ankle injury, as you mentioned. And so he was out there in the practice field yesterday. They were in some rainy conditions in Santa Clara, and he was asked, hey, how's the ankle feeling now?
I feel fabulous. Thanks for asking.
How was the weather today? What was it like out there? Did it hamper anything?
No, definitely don't expect that in California. It was cold and rainy, but it was fun. We made the most of it, and we had an efficient practice. We did what we needed to do. We got our reps in, and ultimately had a good practice.
I like the thanks for asking sarcasm. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, speaking of sarcasm, the other guy that carries a boatload of it, or at least some kind of need for anger management, because apparently the world hates his guts, is Richard Sherman.
Yeah. And Dave Schroeder from Channel 2 Green Bay. You know, I know you've had Dave on several times on the show, great analyst. He got out to San Francisco earlier this week. So he was in the press conference with Richard Sherman talking about all these classic matchups against Aaron Rodgers.
Richard, when you look at yourself, you're a very competitive person. Aaron's known as being very competitive as well. How would you characterize your competitions against him over the years?
I'd say it's been intense. You know, it's been competitive, I guess, for lack of better words. We've played quite a few times, and the games are always good. It's rarely any blowouts one way or the other. But it's always a chess match with him, and you gotta pick your spots carefully.
The only receivers that have been targeted more than Devontae Adams are Michael Thomas and Julio Jones. Do you get up for a guy like that? What goes into that?
I don't care either way. I'm trying to win the football game. I'm not trying to win the individual matchup. Individual matchups I don't really care about them. At the end of the day, it's about winning football games. So he's a great player. He's somebody that we obviously got to be, account where he is on the field at all times. But in terms of individual matchups, it means nothing to me.
Yet he's still Richard Sherman. I mean, love him or hate him, he's always been true to himself. And he had to come back from that ankle injury, that Achilles injury last year. And give him credit for battling back from that.
A lot of players have respect for him, too, and he's got this swagger. He was the Legion of Boom. And, I mean, listen, he couldn't believe Seattle wasn't going to keep him. And what does he do? He manages to go across the division to the division rivals, now helps turn that team around with that young secondary that they've got and working for his defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh, comes back from the Achilles and 31 years old. And so we got to talk to Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the 49ers, on the teleconference about what's Richard mean to his team.
We all know he's a real talented guy, but what makes him special is his mindset. He truly believes he's the best, and his body followed his thoughts on that, because he's worked so hard. He competes so hard in games. When he had the setback with that huge injury, he battled so hard last year just to get back, and he played with it throughout the whole year, and where I think a lot of guys would have shut it down, especially in a 4-12 year. But Sherm was out there battling because he really knows nothing else. And then when he got to this offseason, he was healthier. He was able to train a little bit more, just prepare himself for the season instead of rehabbing. And now I feel that's what led him to this year, being totally normal. And when you got a guy as talented as Sherm with his mindset, and he's got 10 other players around him, and then I expect Sherm to have the year that he's having.
Hey, Mike, Kyle Shanahan, you listen to him there, very intelligent guy. When you ask, okay, who has the coaching edge, you would probably say Kyle Shanahan to a certain extent. But how good of a coach is he, in your opinion?
I think he's great. And it starts with the execution, man. Because I watched what LaFleur was installing or trying to install in Green Bay all through the spring months, through the OTAs and the mini camps and training camp. I turn on the TV and I start watching the 49ers in preseason. I'm like, oh my, I mean, the level of timing and perfection of those backfield motions, the fakes, the motions, the timing, it's just better. And maybe younger listeners, not aware, Mike Shanahan was a coach who came up through the ranks in the NFL, then became the head coach of the Denver Broncos. He took John Elway and the Broncos, Elway at the last part of his career. So he had to come up with a run game. Terrell Davis, to help out Elway, he didn't have the arm that he once had. And they went to two Super Bowls, one back-to-back. The first one, they beat the Green Bay Packers. The next one, they beat the Falcons. And through that, he was still the coach for like another 15 years in Denver. Kyle was about 13 or 14 years old, carrying the cable for his dad's headset in those Super Bowls when he was going up with Leroy Butler and those guys. And just came up through the ranks. He's worked for a dozen different teams, and then is over the years developed things that his dad did 25 years ago in Denver, and has come up with his own things. He's got a great coaching staff, and Robert Saleh is his defensive coordinator, and he's just really good. And I thought this was a great question as to, this is a West Coast offense. It's based on that, and of course, West Coast, you mean Bill Walsh and the 49ers and Joe Montana. Mike Holmgren coming to Green Bay, hiring guys like Gruden and Steve Mariucci and working with Brett Favre. And so that's where that first 20-play scripted thing came from. And so we asked him, do you do that? And is that something that, your dad instilled on you? Where did you get that idea?
No, every team I've been on has scripted plays. You know, I was with John Gruden, who came from that system also when I was in Tampa. And, you know, my dad obviously always did it. Kubiak did it. And then I was with my dad in Washington. And I've always done it in Cleveland and Atlanta. And I think it just helps your players. I mean, you don't always stick with those plays. Really, the first play is the only one you stick with. You skip around a lot. But when you have a game plan in and of 100 plays and the players don't know what's coming and they have the whole night and day to think about it, sometimes it's nice to give them a heads up what you're thinking of just so they know what to prepare for right away.
I think that this team is a very solid team, Mike. I think that they've, you know, I don't want to say overachieved. They've played extremely well. Some of the things, though, that have happened along the way, that win they had in New Orleans was fantastic. And then inexplicably, they lose to Atlanta. It's just been kind of down the stretch a little, I guess, head-scratching.
Oh, and Atlanta, I mean, their coach was on the hot seat going into the game. They were 4-9. And the 49ers, they didn't have to play them in Atlanta. They got them at home. They got these, you know, terrible Falcons at home, and the Falcons came out, held on to beat them 28-22. And I said this to Shanahan on the teleconference because I'm thinking, you know, if I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm looking for these things that have happened since we played them week 12 to say, all right, where are the opportunities? Where did people take advantage of these 49ers? And so I asked Kyle Shanahan, what happened in that game against the Falcons?
I mean, you know, I think we had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, but we just didn't play that great. And then Atlanta was playing, and Atlanta did play great, and they ended up winning on the last play. I thought we were, not to make excuses and stuff, but I thought we were a little tired from our two-week road trip in Baltimore and New Orleans. And we just didn't seem like we had the same juice that day. And when you don't play your best and the other team does, it's tough to win. And that made it a harder road because then we had to beat the Rams and we had to beat Seattle. But it was cool to watch how our team responded and get that win versus the Rams because the Atlanta game, it looked like we blew an opportunity, but our guys didn't feel sorry for themselves. They came back to work and made sure they finished it the right way versus the Rams and Seattle.
Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Mike Clemens joining us alongside. We're chatting with him about this upcoming game this weekend. Packers and 49ers getting it on for the NFC Championship. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show blitz, but back out except for the corner. And Rodgers under pressure, and he can't escape. Down he goes at the 14-yard line, and the ball comes out. And the officials at the 2-yard line, with Bosa coming in there, let the play go. They call it a fumble, and it's all the way back to the 2. Fred Warner came in and popped him, and then Rodgers lost the ball.
I still like our chances. I think we have the makeup to bounce back from these kind of things and put ourselves in a position to potentially come back here and play again.
Anytime you get embarrassed like that, you find out what you're made of. You find out a lot about people in times of adversity. And I think this will be a good test for our football team.
Welcome back to the program. The words there from Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, going to join Mike Clemens coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by a guy hopefully you don't need this time of year, but if you do, thank God you got him. That's Mike Mack, the tax attorney. He can help you out. He's got many different ways at kind of, I want to say, getting you out of trouble, so to speak, or at least massaging the pain. So you got to call Mike Mack. Go MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com. I've used him. I encourage you to use him as well. Trust him with some of the most precious things I have, and that's my dollars. Go to MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com. Also, if you're out and about this weekend or heading out to watch the game, great place called Stoley's Hog Alley, Venice Beach Road in Oconomowoc. Jeff and Alicia, the entire staff, they're doing drink specials, all that kind of stuff. Breakfast this weekend, getting you ready for the big game coming up on Sunday. Say hi to the whole gang at Stoley's Hog Alley on Venice Beach Road in Oconomowoc. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio and our Green and Gold Insider joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mike, Aaron Rodgers, how did he know or how did he have that premonition that they could end up coming back there again?
I have no idea, Bill, because that was the same question that was on my mind. I mean, I think that the Packers were maybe just a little bit overconfident when they went to that 49ers game, even though as good as the 49ers were, both teams had like identical records, about 9-3 or so at the time, or 9-2. But, you know, Aaron fumbles, they score, and there's another short, the 3-and-out or something, they score again. But they're just physically getting beat up. And the thing that I couldn't get over is I picked Green Bay to win that game because I just thought, well, there's no way that the 49ers, they're missing three of their four best defensive linemen. D. Ford isn't in the game. All these injuries, Joe Staley, the left tackle isn't in there. All those injuries, like, yeah, Green Bay's going to be able to get these guys. And they just put a clinic on them. You know, the George Kittle touchdown where he's wide open and Darnell Savage screwed up the coverage there, made Kevin King kind of exposed and turned around. And Aaron comes to the podium after the game and says, I don't know, I still think that we are good about this team. We may see these guys in the postseason. Like, well, you know, and they go and they win six games in a row. So I said to Aaron, when he's at the podium here for these big NFC championship press conferences, all the national media, I go, dude, you lost by 29 points. How on earth did you predict this could happen?
We had that one really good touchdown drive. It's just, you know, I think you realize playing against them how good they are. And at the time, you know, they had a two-game lead after that game, plus obviously the tiebreaker. So just calculating things in my head, I figured, you know, if we got to the playoffs and made a run, we'd probably have to beat them in their place at some point. And sure enough, we're back in the situation where we got to do it to get to the Super Bowl.
Now, the Packers come into this one, Mike. Everybody's looking at them. As a matter of fact, I went through this last night. I was going through ESPN, Fox, NFL Network, and I think USA Today I read, and everybody's making their picks. I think out of all of the experts, quote experts, four people picked the Green Bay Packers to win this ballgame. Everybody else, maybe 25 to 30 other pundits, chose the 49ers. They're coming into this one. Everybody's looking at them, probably remembering this last contest, but looking at them as a massive underdog.
And they have 7.5-point underdogs. Brian Bulaga, remember, he went down after nine plays in that 49ers game. They put in Alex Light up against, we found out, the depth of that 49ers defensive line. That didn't help. But listen to Brian Bulaga talk about knowing that everybody in the world is counting out Green Bay. And I think he pretty much states, you know, the respect but don't count us out kind of attitude of the Green Bay Packers this week.
You know, the 7-point underdog or whatever it is, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm shocked about it. They're a really good team. We went there. We lost by a good margin. And, you know, it is what it is. I don't know if I have a chip on my shoulder about it. I mean, I understand how talented their defensive line is, how good they are, and the challenge that it presents us. But we just have to go in there and play our brand of football everyone's on the same page and just try to execute every play. It's not an easy thing going into their place and winning. Not many teams have done it. Two teams have done it, Atlanta and Seattle. So it's gonna have to be a group effort.
I agree with that. It's going to have to be a group effort. I just, the likelihood of them walking away with a win is not a positive in many people's minds. I can't wait just to see if they can shock the world. And one of the things that, going into this ball game, and it still rings true, Mike. I keep thinking to myself, Matt LaFleur coming out of the game, not only the last time they played this team, not only did Brian Bulaga go down, but they were kind of spoon-feeding Devontae Adams back into the scheme of things. And Matt LaFleur saying, we never got into our game plan. And it was where we all looked at each other and said, okay, is he blaming Aaron Rodgers for just force-feeding the ball to Devontae Adams? And Devontae talked about that.
Yeah, you know, Devontae kind of let it slip. Now, this is a quote from Devontae, and he was asked about it in his press conference the other day, but this is from Sunday night after the Seahawks, after winning the Seahawks game, and somebody said, so now it looks like you're going to go up against the 49ers. And listen to Devontae say, you know, we had a bad game plan week 12.
Well, we just had to fine-tune the things that we were doing. I think we were in a really good position going into that last time we played the Niners, and you know, we just kind of coughed it up a little bit. We didn't go in with the greatest plan. We didn't go in with the right mindset to start the game, turn the ball over early, and put ourselves in a really bad position. So everybody being woke to that, I think that'll be able to allow us to make a big change going into the next game.
So he wasn't the only one. There was two or three players that said, yeah, you know, the last time against the 49ers, kind of a bad game plan. Now, of course, they had just played probably their best game of the year against the Seahawks. And then yesterday, Matt LaFleur was asked, you know, some of your players have said that you had a bad game plan 6 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, I think that's a product of these guys have been in the system longer. So I hope they're more comfortable and more confident. I don't think you ever design a game plan, you know, with feeling bad about it. So you always want to feel great about your game plan, but certainly, obviously, it wasn't good enough last time. There's no doubt about it. When you get beat by 29 points like that, it wasn't a good plan. So certainly we feel confident about it, but ultimately, again, we got to go out there and execute it against a really good defense.
So, Bill, a major change on defense the day after that trip to San Francisco. The defensive leaders, Za'Darius Smith and Blake Martinez, they got all the defensive players together in the auditorium, players-only meeting. They requested the 50 worst explosive gains, 20 yards or more play, put those clips up, and they stopped them. And they talked to each other as a team like, hey, now what went wrong? No, Darnell, why are you over here? Kevin, why are you over there? Why, you know, Adrian, how come you're over there? And they worked out, they found out there was all kinds of missed assignments or misunderstanding what other guys' assignments were, you know, going into week 10 of the season. Here's Blake Martinez.
Yeah, so after that game, we all met as a defense, just the players, and watched all the explosive plays through the season. And as we were going through the plays, it came evident that certain guys in certain position groups thought they were doing the right thing, certain guys from other position groups thought they were doing the right thing, and throughout the whole time we were watching, it was like, oh, well, I thought I was supposed to be doing this. Oh, well, I thought I was supposed to be doing this. And it got to the point where it was like, okay, well, let's get on the same page, get on the same thought process. And each day through practice, we kept improving it, and it's just been excelling every week since then.
Well, now the question, Mike, is going back out to San Francisco, and which has been going to the West Coast, has been bad for them this year, but now have they corrected all of this? That's the big question.
And you know what happens? It's no different. I mean, it's like, where's Mike Pettine in all this? Where's your defensive coordinator? Why isn't he cleaning this stuff up? And you know something? The coaches give these guys the tools. What do they keep telling them to do? Be verbal. Communicate pre-snap. Or if you're on the sidelines, if you're not sure, ask a question. And so Blake Martinez said, you know, yeah, maybe it just gets to the point where, you know, if you're 9-2, 9-3, everything's fine. And, you know, and complacency sets in, and maybe you're not working as hard verbalizing as you should.
No, I think it was just the emphasis of it. I think when we went out there, we weren't saying anything beforehand, and, like, it was working. Like, obviously, we were, I don't know, 9-something, and it was working, but we didn't realize how it technically wasn't working in the long run, because as we were going out there, guys weren't saying anything, and now I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to do this drop, and now all of a sudden we have two guys in the same area because they think they're doing the right thing, and now moving from that game, it's, okay, now we're going to make sure. We're also now turning around saying, hey, what check we making, or hey, what are we doing here, or certain things like that all of a sudden now is solidified that we're doing this.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap things up. Mike Clemens, our Grinning Gold Insider, standing by. Again, you ready for the Packers and the 49ers this coming weekend out in Santa Clara, California. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Man, I just feel like being myself. I come to work every day and be myself, you know. I know one thing that he mentioned, I think, what was it, right after OTAs? We got together. We did an event across the street, and we brought all the players. We had steaks. We had ribs. You know, we did everything sure. together. And he was like, man, this has never been done before, you know. So I felt like that's what popped it off. But ever since then, man, we became closer and got a chance to know one each other outside of football.
Welcome back. The impact of Za'Darius and Preston Smith has been huge. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Great Lakes Dragway 2020, right around the corner. And if you're going to race something, race it legally down at Great Lakes Dragway, whether it's a weekend beater or something you put your heart and soul into. Get it ready for Great Lakes Dragway. Go to greatlakesdragway.com. That's greatlakesdragway.com. And I've told you about before, I've moved now. This is my third home here in Wisconsin, and everywhere I go, I take the Kinetico water softening system with me. Not only does it keep my laundry clean and it feels good when I shower, that kind of stuff, but the reverse osmosis drinking water is fantastic, and I drink a ton of water, so it really does matter. And some waters just have a funny aftertaste, and this stuff doesn't. It's just pure, it's clean, it's good, and the easiest way to tell is when I have an ice maker, and when it makes the ice cubes are clear. If your ice cubes aren't clear, then you have impurities in your ice. Go find the Kinetico system. Check out our friends at H2TheLetterO.com. That's H2TheLetterO.com. We're broadcasting live today from the Team Hochberg studios. Visit my guy David at Team Hochberg, 56David.com. That's 56David.com. A great new sponsor to the program. Mike Clemens standing by. So, Mike, What those two guys, Darius and Preston Smith, have brought to this team, I think, is invaluable.
The story they were telling was about how Aaron Rodgers came up to Darius and said, man, this has never been done before. And that's when Aaron Rodgers bought in to these two guys at OTAs. And sure, you know, all kinds of championship teams, they've got their hashtag brotherhood, their hashtag family and all that. But what I learned last night in, you know, sitting down with Preston and Za'Darius Smith is this brotherhood thing, is what they're saying is we've known each other since college, and we got to be buddies in college and said, wouldn't it be crazy if someday we could be on the same team? And then they ended up on the same team. So what they wanted to show everybody else in the locker room is like, if everybody could be as close as me and Preston are, that's what the brotherhood means. And so they, Za'Darius and Preston, did the backstory on how these two met back in college.
For the people that don't know, I was in junior college and he was already at Mississippi State. And what was that, a 30-minute drive?
Yeah.
About a 30-minute drive. So me not having anything to do in school with Mississippi, to go to Starkville was the one thing that we did, and to get a chance to be with him on and off every other weekend. I really thought I was going to Mississippi State, but my coach from my junior college went to Kentucky, so that's how I ended up there. But when it's all said and done, man, we together now, and that's all that matters now. Smith brothers. Smith, yes, sir. Yeah.
Smith brothers. But it was great, you know, meeting him then, and you know, I kept up with him throughout the process and him going to Kentucky. We played them every year since I was in college. And we beat them every year since I was in college, too. But, you know, going in, you know, I always checked on him when I saw him. I always said, like, hey, man, you have a good season. You see guys, like, when you play certain teams, you see guys on film. And I saw he was doing good on film. So when we played him after the game, we just talked. Yeah. And always checked on each other. And then, you know, at the combine, I'm P, he's Z. So we got the same last name, of course. So I'm right in front of him. We was near each other the whole combine process because of our numbers. So we always talking. We always kept each other going. Like I always told him, like, hey, man, good luck on the process. Yeah. He told me he wished me good luck on the process.
For sure.
Actually, a week.
Let me tell that story.
You want to tell that part?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, you know, we always kept up with each other throughout the process, and then Z's part of the story.
So it's time for free agency, and, you know, he's a high outside linebacker, and I'm one also. So I was telling him, like, man, it would be crazy if we would end up on the same team. And this was, what, 3 days before signing? Yeah, man, I get the phone call from my agent saying that you're going to be playing with Preston Smith. I said, what? I said, I just talked to him 2 days ago. So to have this opportunity, man, it's big, man, and we're enjoying every moment of it.
Those two guys got a hell of a story, and they've brought a hell of an amount of competitiveness to this defense, Mike, no doubt about it. But they're going to have big days coming up on Sunday for them to get a win.
Yeah, keep our fingers crossed. Hope that they can perform. Hope the Packers can pull off the upset. But you know, that's kind of a good karma story, you know, to end this. And maybe this is a team of destiny. We'll find out. So I'll listen, buddy. I'll have reports all weekend from Levi Stadium for you. Okay.
Always good, Mike. Be safe. I know some snow's coming. We'll talk to you over the weekend. We'll talk to you on Sunday evening. Okay.
Thank you, big unit.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider. Hey, don't forget, I am on my way to Green Bay, where we're going to have Billy Turner, offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers. He is going to join us for the Lodge Kohler kickoff. The next time you and I talk after that, it'll be during the Green and Gold postgame show, and hopefully the Packers are victorious. And we're breaking that down, getting you ready for Super Bowl 54. Can't wait. Can't wait. Time for us to go. Have it going. Whoop!
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.